Well, good afternoon. Got to make sure everyone stays awake after that great lunch. Again, we appreciate everybody who worked getting us that food. And my name is Bill Ziprich, and it's my privilege to introduce Dale and Carolyn Ratzlaff, and good friends. And when Dale heard I was going to do the introduction, he said, "Bill, keep it short." And my response to Dale was, "Dale, I'm a lawyer. That just doesn't even compute." So, but I did shorten it down. I took it from 30 minutes to 20 minutes. So, no. How many of you, I'm just curious in the room, have ever read a book or an article from Dale? There you go. Okay, I can't just sit down then. No. And as Dale would say, and he's written in that too, he says, for almost all his stuff, Carolyn is always his person who helps clean up his stuff and proof it and all that. And as we know, whenever you're doing work like that, I mean, when you have a couple that God brings together, there's so much power there, and they've really been a team. And I was just thinking about them, and early this morning, I was thinking three things that come to mind. And I'm not really going to talk about the background because you know the background. But when I think of them, is I think of individuals who love to study God's Word. With Dale, I think particularly of someone who is a teacher, who loves to teach. For those of you who have been privileged to hear Dale do his thing, stuff, he loves to take you from point to point. And I was thinking in my own life how valuable that's been, you know, because Adventist doctrine and everything is sometimes it's like a spider web. It's just, and it's all tied together. And sometimes there are just people who are gifted to be able to go from point to point and kind of unravel it and say, let's compare this to what the Bible says. And how valuable it is in the books. And the last thing that came to mind when I think about them is a man and woman of integrity. You know, if all you have to do when proclamation comes out is to go to the letters section, and I'm sure a lot of you do, and sometimes I look at it and I cringe when I read the things that are said in there. You know, about the background that, you know, the people who write and Dale and other things are going to go to hell. And other things, and those are pretty serious things to say, you know, and that stuff's in there all the time. There's some pretty tough stuff, and it's not an easy road of what the ministry that God has called them to do. And there was a verse that came to mind. I was reading, doing some worship early this morning. It was Proverbs, the Message version of that. And it was Proverbs 29:25, and it said, "The fear of human opinion disables, but trusting in God protects you from that." Yeah, and it's so true. And I think for all of us here, in our own way, letting God give us boldness to speak the truth. And I so appreciate it with Dale and Carolyn that they have not backed down. I'm sure if you asked them 50 years ago or 40 years ago, do they think this is what they'd be doing? They wouldn't have had a clue that God was going to take them here. But they have been faithful to the call that God has given to them. And Carolyn's going to have her faith story, and then Dale's going to talk. And I'd just like to encourage you to join me in giving them appreciation for all that they have done.